Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Super weird, man. Pirates take 2 out of 3 from the Rockies, and the game that they lose by 12 runs, and that's the game where they had a real starting pitcher. And a good one, Jared Jones, who didn't pitch all that well. Flyball pitcher, Coors Field, didn't work out. But they win the two bullpen games. And so I'll just start the show admitting this. I don't know jack about baseball. No one does. No one does. Luis Ortiz and Carmen Majinski game one. Carmen Majinski gets the win in game three of this series. And you walk out of Colorado taking 2 out of 3, and you go 3-3 on the road trip, which, hey, after losing 2 out of 3 in St. Louis, I'll take 3 out of 3. But I have long-term questions and concerns about the viability of this Pirates team, Doran. I get what they're trying to do here. You wanted to put Skeens on an extra day of rest. They are trying to not baby him, but be careful with him, because when he goes out there, they've let him throw 100 pitches, and they've let him throw 104 pitches. So instead of diminishing his pitch count, they are trying to add days between starts. But you only have 4 guys in the rotation right now. So, long way of saying, I feel like they kind of got away with this one, Doran. Like, I don't know that they believed that they were going to win those two bullpen games, but they kind of got away with it.
They got away with it, and the reason why they got away with it, because they played a horrible team.
That's true.
Like, and whoever's excited, and I don't feel like there's many people excited right now, just kind of searching through and looking through the Twitter.com, as you say, about the management of the series at some points. But you lost a game 16-4 to a really bad team, and then you beat that team twice in a series. I mean, that team is awful.
They're one of the only two teams that's not in it in the National League.
They're awful.
It's Colorado and it's the Florida, Miami, whatever the hell they are, Marlins. The only two teams that don't think they're in the playoff race.
So I like to, this is kind of how I watch the Pirate game, and whether I bet on it or not, I like to see total bases of each player, because that kind of tells me where the minds are at of what they think scoring-wise will happen. And that tells me where they think that the Pirates will be and if they'll score a lot of runs. They're usually spot on. And I always look at the total bases, and it's like, okay, you know, Brian Reynolds minus 110 for 2 total bases, meaning, okay, he has to get a double, or, you know, he has to get a single and a single.
Yeah.
And the last game, actually all the games, I mean, guys like Yasmani Grandal, Triolo that were playing, Telez that was playing,
Jason DeLay,
Sawinski, like they were minus money to get 2 total bases in each game. And I've never seen that with a Pirates game. And I was like, okay, like that means that who's ever pitching, and obviously the Rockies are horrible. So I was like, this is okay. You could feel decent that they went on the road and they went to Colorado and they won a series, but they beat a bad team and they almost gave away this series to a bad team.
Yes. Yes. And I don't think you can continue in perpetuity having these bullpen games. It's not going to work. Now, I get that Martin Perez should be back in short order. Ben Charrington said on his radio show that Burrows will be back at some point during the year. He's a top 10 prospect in the Pirate system. I'm not sure that that means he's going to be a Pirate. We'll see what happens with Domingo Herman and Marco Gonzalez. But I feel like they should have let Skeens pitch yesterday. I'm not going to let the result of the game change my opinion on that. Like, they rolled the dice and it wound up working for them, but I don't think you can give him an extra day of rest and then and just expect that it's going to work out more often than not. If they had played, to your point, the Reds or the Cardinals or any other team, frankly, in the National League besides the Marlins, they're probably not winning both, if either, of these two bullpen games. And you can't focus on August and September right now. You just can't. If later in the season you want to roll with a six-man rotation when you've got the bodies, when you have Martin Perez or maybe Domingo Germán can factor in this thing or whomever, or maybe you acquire, my God, a starter at the deadline, or you put Luis Ortiz in the rotation, later on in the summer, if you want to do that to protect against Skeens getting fatigued or Jared Jones getting fatigued, I understand it. I just thought yesterday, boy, you were basically going into it set. I know you won, but you were basically going into the game, sacrificing the game for the betterment of Paul Skeens. And I don't know that you need to do that now. I feel like you could wait on that.
So you're against what they did, is what you're saying,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, even and despite the result, yes.
I mean, they're kind of admitting, which is very odd that they admit now, that they need this game tonight against the Reds, which is a divisional opponent, and they want to have their ace up there. But they didn't admit that they needed the game against the Cardinals, the last game, right?
Yeah, you're right, man. It's weird. It seems like a tug of war going on internally within the organization.
Yes.
Like, we'll throw out the most consistent Sunday of Sunday lineups in the final game of a Cardinals series, and we'll basically wave the white flag. We'll give everybody an off day, Nick Gonzalez and Andrew McCutchen and Connor Joe, and then we're going to prioritize the Reds game. I know a lot of people have said, a lot of people on social media, they want Paul Skeens to start today at home to get an attendance boost. I'm sure it's a happy accident. I'm not sure that that factored into their thinking. I think they're just trying to protect their guy Skeens. They think he's going to be more effective on an extra day of rest, and you're trying to protect the guy's arm who only threw 120-some-odd innings last year. I really don't think the home game had to factor into all that. But your point is a good one. I mean, look at, yes, man, it is, frankly, I know Colorado's bad. It was a miracle they won. Josh Fleming. He was excellent. Four innings. Two strikeouts, no earned, but he's got an ERA of 4.70. Then you hand it over to Majinski, who in both of these games has been excellent in the first game of the series and then in the third game. Two innings, no hits, no earned, no strikeouts, but he's got a 4.67 ERA. So you get out of Fleming and Majinski, six innings, four hits, no earned runs. That's an excellent start if you think of those two as your starter. Then Brule goes an inning, only gives up one. Kyle Nicholas goes an inning and gives up one. But here's the point. 4.70 ERA for Fleming. 4.67 for Majinski. 6.75 for Brule. 5.40 for Nicholas. And then Jason DeLay, Michael A. Taylor, Jack Sawinski, Jared Chirillo, and Rowdy Tellez are the bottom five of your lineup. Colorado does suck out loud.
Mm. I mean, all right, think about it.
I mean, dude.
Seriously.
Again, I'm okay with later on, when you have a full rotation, going to a six-man rotation. If you feel like that is the only way you're not going to have to shut down Skeens or Jones late in the season, I am all for it. But how many more of these bullpen games are we going to have to endure?
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
Here's what they should do. When Martin Perez is healthy, he's your fifth starter, and then just have Luis Ortiz be your sixth starter, right?
Yeah.
Let him start games, and let him, I mean, he was excellent the other day. They've now stretched him out. I think he has kind of rediscovered himself. He's got an ERA under 3. The walk issue he seemed to have earlier in the year, that doesn't exist anymore. He's not striking out guys the way he did when he came up to the big leagues, but I think Luis Ortiz, who's a dude that we thought could be a starter coming into the year.
Didn't he start last year?
He started last year. He started the year before.
Yeah.
I didn't understand why Bailey Falter was in the rotation. He's proven me wrong, certainly, and a lot of people wrong. I thought it should have been Luis Ortiz from day one. Well, it sure is, you know, what needs to be Luis Ortiz now. And rely on him as your fifth starter instead of this weird, bizarre bullpen cobbled together nonsense. Because a lot of these guys, like Brule and Nicklaus, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if either one of those guys got DFA'd in short order here. So, long way around this, let's go on 5 days rest until you've got a legitimate starting rotation in here. Because you're getting away with them. You're getting away with them right now. These bullpen games, what are they, 3-0 now in these bullpen games in the last couple of weeks?
Yeah.
That's great. Isn't that odd, though? That the bullpen kind of stinks, at least apart from Bednar, Holderman, and Chapman.
Right.
And yet now you're 3-0 in bullpen games.
It is very odd.
There's some hidden vigorish going on.
What other two wins were there?
So you had this one, you had Monday, or game one of the series, whatever day that was.
Okay.
And then, so these two, and they did one recently too, another one. Wasn't it against the, my brain's not working. I'll figure it out.
Well, I just want to, like, the lineups and the teams that they're playing. Like, are they doing the bullpen games against good teams? Like, obviously two games were not.
Boy, they do not respect the Rockies at all.
I wouldn't either.
I mean, at all. And that's the other thing. Like, you say we come out of it and it's not like people are super high on taking 2 out of 3 from the Rockies. Well, it sure does beat the alternative.
Yeah,
where you play a bad team and you lose 2 out of 3. And I'll be honest, going into yesterday's game, I did not have high expectations of them winning the game. And I was kind of thinking this would be where we look back on the season and go, oh, that Rocky series is where everything started to go south. But no, they live to fight another series, and you got a big one tonight against the Cincinnati Reds with Paul Skenes on the mound.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.